Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. Farmers and ranchers always looking for sources of additional income. Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples joins us to talk about how many family farms are turning to agritourism.
Well, boosting our own personal income is something that's important to every Texas family. Many farmers and ranchers find themselves being in the situation of maybe land rich but cash poor, a valuable asset that just doesn't generate the type of income that they need. Fall is a time of year when agritourism offers an opportunity for diversification. We have farms all over the state that will dedicate a few acres in the corner of a corn or sorghum field and plow a maze through it, invite visitors out to navigate that maze, and maybe even participate in other activities like hay rides and tractor trains.
So are these lucrative enough to help farmers survive the volatile markets we see now?
Well, I guess you just have to look at it like this, that every little bit helps. Farmers and ranchers have to deal with fluctuating markets, Mother Nature, many other uncertainties. Just recently, Russia banned the importation of many agricultural products. So going to fall festivals on the farm is another good way to broaden that diversity, and it's a good way to teach children about agriculture and how food is prepared. Ag kids get it. It's urban children whose families don't have roots that extend to the farm that really just don't have the experience about how their food arrives in the grocery store shelves and, more importantly, on their plates.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with Texas Ag Commissioner Todd Staples. I'm Tony Porcell, TSN News.